A church can be big and strong, or it can be big and flabby. Likewise, a church can be small and strong, or it can be small and wimpy. Big is not necessarily better, nor is small necessarily better. Better is better. Becoming a purpose-driven church takes time. It doesn't happen all at once or even over 6 months. It may even take your church several years to make the transition. If you want your church to become purpose-driven, you will have to lead it through four critical phases. First, you must define your purposes. Next, you must communicate those purposes to everyone in your church on a regular basis. Third, you must organize your church around your purposes. Finally, you must apply your purposes to every part of your church. Leading your congregation through a discovery of the New Testament purposes for the church is an exciting adventure. Don't rush through the process, and don't spoil the joy of discovery by simply telling everyone what the purposes are in a sermon. Wise leaders understand that people will give mental and verbal assent to what they are told, but they will hold with conviction what they discover for themselves. It's thrilling to see apathetic members become enthusiastic as they rediscover how God desires to use them in their church. There are four steps to take in leading your church to define or redefine its purposes. First, study what the Bible says. Begin by involving your congregation in the study of the biblical passages on the church. Second, look for answers to four questions. As you review what the Bible says about the church, watch for the answers to these questions. Why does the church exist? What are we to be as a church? What are we to do as a church? And how are we to do it? Then third, put your findings in writing.